I'm entitled to.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three of the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, but maybe not for long. Looks like pretty much universally, people want us to change time. And they'd like 2 hours earlier. Of course, everyone that's voting so far has been from the East Coast, and believe me, I get that. But West Coast people, yeah, won't be that bad. You start at, what, 5 o'clock? So we can start at 8 o'clock Eastern. That's not bad. That really kind of accommodates all schedules, I think. So anyway, we're going to take this under serious advisement. We're talking to our provider about it. Looks like it's a go if we want to do it. We do need probably a couple, 3 weeks of lead time if we decide to make the change, so we can promote that properly. You know, we don't want to frustrate people. You know, where's Dave? Where's Dave? Remember, Annie, when my website got taken down about a year ago? Where's Dave? I had every media outlet in the country, from the Hagmans to Ernie Hancock, contacting me and say, where the heck are you? So anyway, that's something that we're looking at doing. And please, so we can stay on the same page and we can better unify as a group, go up to the website if you haven't done so and sign up for the newsletter. Don't forget, you got to validate it on your own email. Don't send me an email to validate it. You have to validate it on your own email. That list remains private. We have no intention of marketing. In fact, I wouldn't even know how to do that because I'm technologically retarded. Anyway, we are officially in our health segment, and that means Katie Whalen is here. And Katie is going to be continuing part two of what she started last week. Katie, let's give a real brief review of part one for people who may not have been able to listen.
Okay, sounds good. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
If I can just throw in, too, I think the Showtime move is great because it's drive time in California. You're going to be a drive time radio show, right? People can listen on their phones. So that's my two cents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and Annie, while you're there, what's your vote?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be done before midnight. Anytime.
Yep. So the staff says yes.
Okay, so the staff is universal. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. You know, I don't know. I hate to call this election too soon. But I've only had two people write in and say they don't want it to move, and we've got about, oh, I don't know, here, I've counted 40, 50 votes. So we probably are going to make the move. It is May the 10th, and so we probably, good time to start, would probably be in June. And we'll come out with an announcement this week about our decision and what we're going to do, and then we'll promote it like heck for a couple of weeks, and then we'll make the shift.
Yay.
Anyway, let's review part one, Katie.
Yeah, part one. Last week we talked about food and behavior, and we were talking about can toxic food lead to criminal behavior, and we covered this Barbara Stitt, who ended up getting her PhD in nutrition, but she started out as a probation officer. She worked with juvenile probationers, and she had some health issues herself. She's much like me. Years before, she had some health issues, so she started to research alternative methods and had great success with food, strictly just eating really good whole live foods. And she had things happen to her. She had epilepsy, and once she went on this whole food diet, her epileptic seizures stopped, so she was a believer. Well, she started to implement these diets, this program with her probationers, and had amazing success. So what I wanted to do was, we didn't really get into the success, and I had some people ask me, well, how do I find out about these diets, and where do I find out about where to get the food, what do I eat? So I want to start from where we left off there, and mainly this was about the brain. It started out with hypoglycemia. The main culprit in all of this is hypoglycemia. And I did mention last week, if say your child is showing signs of antisocial behavior, temper outbursts, depression, mood swings, anything like that, it's probably a sign of hypoglycemia, and that's low blood sugar. But there's so much more to it than that. I wanted to get into a little bit about brain chemistry, and then we'll take you back into diet and everything that I'm going to cover tonight, some of the books, some of the diets, where people can get food from, you know, proper food, where to learn to eat. If you go to theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, that's my blog, I've got all the links that I'm going to discuss tonight. So you can find all the information there. But the brain is a complex of chemical and electrical signals. So the main function, main functional units of the brain are called neurons. Neurons exchange electrical signals. Well, those neurons are stimulated by chemicals called neurotransmitters. So it sounds like a lot of science jargon, but it's very important because the foods we eat balance those chemicals. And if the foods we are eating are not balancing those chemicals, we suffer malnutrition. That's where you start getting behavioral problems. And this goes for adults too. Like we covered last week, was it 95% of alcoholics were hypoglycemic. So could that suggest that going on a proper whole foods diet could turn alcoholics or their lives around? But one example of this chemical, this neurotransmitter, by the way, there are over 100 neurotransmitters in the brain. So our brains are really chemical sensitive. But one crucial neurotransmitter is called serotonin. Everybody's heard of that. It plays the role in maintaining positive emotional environments. When serotonin is low, a person may suffer depression, insomnia, aggressive behavior. So amino acids, an amino acid that's necessary for the body to manifest serotonin is called tryptophan. Well, tryptophan is found in protein foods. So one reason why a diet may be low in tryptophan is the massive amounts of foods produced, consumed in this country that do not have amino acids in them. And one of the culprits is corn. How much corn do we eat? I mean, corn is in everything. Corn flakes, corn syrup, corn meal, corn oil. Corn is in beer and it's the base in beer and bourbon. So we're eating really bad, bad foods. Now, the wheat-based diet, there is tryptophan in wheat, but we've switched over to corn because it's a very cheap, inexpensive crop. So we really need to start looking at some of the bases of the foods in our culture that we're eating. There's a site on my blog where I've listed food additives that are corn-based. I'm sure you've heard of monosodium glutamate, which damages the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. Polydextrose, modified food starch, lactic acid, those are all corn-based food additives. So when you really start digging, you find out just the garbage that we're having shoved down our throat and
advertised. Katie, let me ask you, what about corn on the cob? My wife served that for dinner tonight. Is she killing me?
Well, and you mentioned popcorn at the movies. Yes, Dave.
Oh. So. It's GMO,
no,
Dave.
First I lose my microwave popcorn. Now you want to destroy my movie-going experience, and you're telling my wife is poisoning me here on Mother's Day. Oh, my goodness.
Now, don't put that on your wife. No. So
I know. I have to take personal responsibility for my own bad dietary habits. Okay, I got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And corn is one of them. But the whole point in that is that we're really a malnourished nation. And so we're trying to get, I'm trying to get people to think about what they're putting in their bodies. So vitamins. Boy, vitamins are so important. I mean, just a vitamin B deficiency alone can create serious psychological disorders, fear, fatigue, depression, confusion, rage, anxiety, just vitamin B. But the answer isn't always just taking vitamin B supplements, because here's another interesting fact. Vitamins have to be taken in balance, a multivitamin. If you just take separate vitamins, they have little to no effect on your body. So when vitamins, and they don't know why, but when vitamins are taken in a multivitamin with A, B, complex, C, D, they work synergistically in the body. So that's just one thing to pay attention to. But people were asking me in emails and things, well, what do I eat? What do I start doing to turn this around, to combat the hypoglycemia, you know, and to start working on proper brain function? And it's so simple, and we've heard it a million times. What is it, Dave? What am I going to say?
I'm not going to help you since you took away my corn. You're on your own, girl.
Oh, God, Dave's mad at me. Live foods, GMO-free foods, vegetables, lean meats. There's four terrific books you can get if people want to write these down. There's a book called Traditional Foods Are Your Best Medicine by Dr. Ronald Schmidt. Another one's called The Encyclopedia of Healing Foods by Michael Murray, ND, a doctor of nutrition. Another one is Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. He's a medical doctor. So those are on the blog too. But they have, and also in this book by Barbara Stitt, Food and Behavior, she has, towards the end of the book, she has some suggestions, recipes, and actual food that she fed to her probationers. But what was so great, so interesting about her whole work was that she ended up having an 89% success rate, which is amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So over an 11-year period, let's see if I have my notes here. She had an 11-year period as probation officer. She implemented this program. She had an 89% success rate on her probationers in terms of recidivism using these special diets. And their health improved, and so did their response to rehabilitation and counseling. So all in all, she had over 5,000 people, men and women, in her program that turned their lives around simply by doing this. And
here's a question I have for you. Why isn't this on the front page of every media outlet in America?
Do you know back in, I think, in the book, I think it was back in 1978, Barbara was actually, the Washington Post did an article on it, and they held on to it for a while, but they did a big spread, and it did get out. And then CBS actually came to the Cuyahoga Falls office and followed her around for the day, and they did a special on CBS. So she did make it through the big time. But then all of a sudden, everything just sort of stopped. But there are, and I think we know the answer to that, because the food industry is just so big and powerful. Anytime there's a breakthrough, it doesn't last very long. But I did find a website that supports a lot of her work. It's on my blog, you can find it, but it's called the Hypoglycemic Support Foundation, and hypoglycemia, diet, crime, and delinquency. Is there a correlation? So there's a lot of people out there working, a lot of doctors, her program is actually being implemented across the country, but it's sort of under the radar. And as we heard in the last segment, you know, the judicial system, the judges, and the whole penal system is such a moneymaker I can't imagine why this would not be hitting the mainstream either. It's an industry.
Oh, you know what? You just hit on something there, dear. Through the back door. We have 25% of the world's prisoners, despite only having 4% of the world's population. The fastest growing industry inside the criminal justice system are privatized prisons, who are reaping unprecedented profits from jailing people for minor offenses like simple possession of marijuana. They don't want anything to reduce recidivism. This is a growth industry.
Right.
This is why we're not seeing this out there. Thank you for answering that through the back door.
There's a lot of money involved in the entire cycle.
Yep. Yep.
From juvenile delinquents all the way to the prison system. So I can't imagine why this wouldn't get out. But that's why I'm doing this. That's why this fascinated me, and I want to push this, because this is, even for moms and dads who have kids, like I was saying earlier, who have disabilities, whether it's a learning disability or just mood issues, aggressive behavior, this is where it starts. And then they turn old, 14, 15, and they're old enough, then they start getting into bigger trouble. Well, if it's not addressed, where do they end up? In juvenile court. But if it is addressed, that can be stopped. It's so frustrating, because there are answers out there. And there are programs.
Katie, do you think the central theme here is the hypoglycemic aspect of this?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that is. That seems to be, I call that the umbrella disorder, and everything else stems from that. But yes, and it's
exacerbated by our crappy diet.
Yes, it is, and that's why I was.
That's where you get the neurotrans. Okay, so we have successfully interwoven these elements, and when you tie in privatized prisons. By the way, I just throw this out there. This is a money-making venture on the negative side, because we have 75,000 juveniles in prison today. And they're going to prison for minor stuff. I mean, stuff that most boys did a generation ago, which was fighting on campus. I don't mean using weapons. We're not talking ADW or anything like that. So, Katie, this is why her work's not making inroads, but this is also why they go after the alternative media. Why the FDA went after Noterra. They don't want people to be able to cure themselves, because they want to manipulate us for their profit. What do you think about that?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so you have two things. You have kids who are, they're misbehaving, or they're having aggression problems. So they call in the police rather than actually looking at the symptoms. And in this book, Food and Behavior, there's quite a few studies and quite a few quotes from physicians, doctors, researchers who understand this. They see the problem, but they're having a difficult time pushing through the system. They know what the problem is. They know the problem is simple as diet. These kids are eating garbage. And they're finding that they are malnourished. They're not getting, I know I kind of went all over the place with the science and the neurotransmitters, but the point was that understanding how delicate brain chemistry is, and how food and the foods we eat play such an essential part in balancing that chemistry, and that in turn affects behavior. And so when you're feeding these kids garbage food, something as simple as garbage food, it can completely destroy the child, or feeding them good food can turn their lives around. So,
and then you know what we do with those kids? When they act out because of their crappy diet, we place them on amphetamines, speed, Adderall, these ADHD drugs, which destroys the neurochemistry of the young developing mind. It changes the brain structurally. It changes the neurotransmitter functioning. So they got them coming and going.
Oh, it completely twists their brain chemistry. rather than following the sequence of the way God designed it. Yeah, they're putting them on psychotropic drugs, tranquilizers, which is compounding the problem, and they're not getting to the core of the problem. And you know what? Honestly, it's as simple as getting up in the morning and giving your kids whole foods for breakfast instead of cornflakes and Captain Crunch, or sending them out with these ridiculous snack bars that are just loaded with empty calories and hydrogenated oils and MSG and all the things we just talked about that are destroying them. So there's a lot of some of the books that I mentioned, they have actual meal plans in them. And anybody can do a research on a whole food diet. Just stay away from processed foods and sugary foods, carbohydrates, pastas. Go for raw, like this morning, in the mornings now, what I'm doing is I'm making a smoothie. I'm putting some fruit and some greens and some seeds and a little bit of protein powder. And it's lasting 4 or 5 hours. I'm not hungry. I'm feeling so much better. So
I want a microwave popcorn chaser to that.
Dave?
Okay, I am so disappointed.
Dave? And
I know. Look, we're about out of time. So you can't Dave me very much, okay? And your mom warned you there'd be Daves like this. Katie, real quickly, very quickly, give out your website address.
Website, familyessentialshop.com. And the blog is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com.
Okay, say the first one again.
Familyessentialshop.com. That's
okay,
my website.
And that's where you go to look at Katie's great product line. And I told you she's got specials for Common Sense Show listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, give out your phone number, and then we're going to break.
720-630-3111. Call me, and I'll help you out.
Say it again. You got to say it twice in the industry.
720-630-3111.
Okay. We'll be back with Annie. In the news, Katie, great job. Again, thanks for bringing this forward, because we're not seeing much of this in the mainstream media. And Annie will be back with her rendition of the news, and she's got some hot stuff. See you on the other side. Our sponsors for this evening, you just heard Katie Whalen and her website, and we'll soon have a link up on my website to her website as well, familyessentialshop.com. Also, Bob Griswold, and Bob's website is readymaderesources.com, and he's got the full meal deal. And really, I want you to focus this week on looking at his food specials. It's really good stuff. And I want to thank again our first guest this evening, Pat Wood. Pat has written just a terrific book called Technocracy Rising that's available at technocracyrising.com. Or I have a link in the center part of my website at the top. You can simply click it on to order his book. It's effective information that we all need. We need to arm ourselves about what's coming, folks. And I hope Pat is right, that we're going to be able to fight off the bad guys in terms of they don't have the technology to pull off transhumanism, but I don't trust that. I'm fearful. But anyway, technocracy is a new monetary and economic system. It's filled with carbon credits, which will be the new currency. Your energy usage is going to be cut by 80%. Find out what it means for you. Technocracyrising.com, available in most major outlets, including technocracyrising.com, and, of course, on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. And again, I'd encourage all of you to visit my friends over at beforeitsnews.com. It's citizen journalism, and sometimes it's a little out there, but most of it's pretty good stuff. But what I like about it is the value of eyewitnesses on the ground who are seeing and recording things. Some of the best videos come from that site, and that's beforeitsnews.com. Well, we've got Annie. And that only can mean one thing. That can only mean one thing, right, Annie? That means that we have...
Well, I would just like to say, I'd like to add to Katie's report tonight on hypoglycemia. Humans were not meant to eat that much sugar. We just were not. We didn't have it. We got honeycomb, you know, maybe a few times a year. We had a few plants and herbs. We didn't have sugar. Everything is sugar now. Yeah, but I wanted to start out with a story.
Well, hold on. I have a news announcement, okay?
Oh.
All right, I wish I had that little news wire line. And now, breaking news. Well, to our friends like Bob and Maggie and Todd and Katie and Michael and even our producer of the show, Todd, I have good news. May 31st, Common Sense Show moves to 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 31st of May. We've got guests booked in, and for the convenience of their schedule, I can't make that show change any sooner, and that'll give us time for people who may not be listening tonight to get the word out, but it is official, folks. Sunday, May 31st, the Common Sense Show moves to a time slot 2 hours earlier, and our good friend Todd, who produces our show, is going to get a lot more sleep. Okay, Annie, take it away.
Oh, well, you just made me a happy camper. That is going to be great, Dave. Thank you. Well, going also from Pat Wood talking about transhumanism, my first couple of stories, you know, just new things on the transhumanism horizon, because bodybuilding is now going to have a new definition. I mean, in the future, our bodies can be put on what's called the human cruise control. They're going to put electrodes on our bodies that are controlled by an outside source, you know, a Bluetooth sort of thing or something, you know, so that we don't have to think about using our muscles to take us where we want to go. The electrodes, you know, they're going to stimulate the muscles in our legs to turn us right, turn us left, whichever way they want us to go. You know, and the selling point on this is they're going to eliminate the distraction of having to constantly pay attention to your phone while finding your way. It could also be helpful, you know, for exercise workouts or guiding emergency responders in situations where they can't see well. Well, the last reason they gave is a good one. The first two, excuse me, so that we don't have to bother trying to answer our phone. I mean, crazy one, Dave.
I have a comment on that.
I bet you do.
Oh, I have a comment on that. Okay, insert gun into hand. Raise gun, point at temple, and commit Vince Foster.
Well, that's another thing. Our guns are going to be imprinted by handprints.
Listen, this is the ultimate in taking away free will. And excuse my hyperbole a moment ago, but this is the ultimate in taking away individual choice. I use a graphic sometimes on articles when I get frustrated with America being a bunch of sheep. And you can see the forward sign for Obama. And you see these sheep blindly walking off a cliff. You know, you've seen it before, Annie.
Yeah.
That's what this is. That's exactly what this is right here. Yeah. Exactly what this is.
Yeah. Well, PayPal. Take a breath, Dave.
Yeah, I got to. I just, you know, this is what scares me. This is transhumanism on its path.
Mm-hmm.
Is this total loss of human freedom. Okay, so what's up with PayPal?
Well, they want to put implants for passwords into our stomachs and into our brain. I mean, but we could get rid of our password list. You know, it'd be one list that we could get rid of. But I can just have my body be what's called my natural body identification. I mean, there's nothing natural about it, but you know what's in our future. I mean, PayPal says they haven't developed it yet, but somehow I don't believe a word they say. I mean, PayPal's presentation, it lists 9 sensors, gauges, LEDs, power cells, photo detectors, an oscillator, and a wire antenna. I mean, it really sounds like something I don't want to have in my body. I mean, PayPal was a founding member of the FIDO, F-I-D-O Alliance, and I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah,
and they
I got a joke, but I'll let it slide.
They first introduced, you know, the fingerprint payments with Samsung. And they say their reasoning is, this is all to take the friction out of shopping. I mean, we don't have to decide which way our legs want to go. So, and we're also going to take the friction out of shopping. I personally hate shopping, but I certainly don't want a convenience ship to hurry me on my way. I mean, talk about a robot. Woo.
Wow. So, yeah. From the brain to the stomach, let's hope they don't go any lower with these implants.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Brave New World stuff. Dr. Rose Island. This is crazy, crazy stuff. But these people are serious. See, this is what I talk to people about this. I show them this. Oh, Dave, come on. Do you believe everything you read? Yeah. When the guy who wrote it, I'm quoting, yeah, I kind of believe when you write something down, you usually mean it. This is incredible.
I get the
fear
factor.
And it is filed appropriately under the FIDO Alliance, but the FCC rules will not permit me to go any further with that analogy. Okay, what's going on with the big zero?
Oh, the big zero. You know, that's what I call Obama. When I send out an email, if it's supposed to say Obama, I just put a zero there. You figured that out quite a while ago, I'm sure, Dave.
Oh, I got it.
But, yeah. Hey, Obama refuses to protect our borders to keep the fence jumpers out of our backyards, but he's really quick to spend our taxpayers' money to reinforce his perimeter fence to the White House with pencil point spikes. Dave, I've got an idea. I think we should move the White House to Nogales or somewhere down on the border and see what he thinks of a spiked fence then.
I think we've got to move it to El Paso so he can neighbor with ISIS that he's letting in the country.
Yes, 3 miles from our border. But
yeah,
He's the hypocrite who back in 2010 said fences don't work. He found that out, didn't he?
It's so, so depressing to me. You know, for most Americans, at least until recently, the spirit of patriotism ran so deep that you could be watching the Olympics and for an American athlete that you've never heard of, and you might not even have seen the human PR piece on them before the contest, and you're rooting for them because they got the red, white, and blue. It was always America first. America leading the way, despite our flaws and our imperfections. We knew at one time we were pretty good people. We were a bright people, an educated people. And we've lost it all. We've awakened, and our fortune has been squandered. We're like the professional athlete who didn't invest his earnings. He wasted it, and he lives under a bridge. Or Rome Skid Row. And that's really what America's become. And when I look at the leaders we have here, we have Hillary Clinton, as evidenced by the New York Times article, Fox News reporting, sold uranium, triple-sourced information to Russia. We execute Ethel Rosenberg for selling secrets, and we have a presidential candidate selling the real material. And yet she's used her power and influence to shut down 4 of the 6 media outlets from running this. And you don't even see Fox talking about it anymore. You've got another, I can't recall his name now, senior Department of Energy official who sold nuclear material to China, nuclear secrets to China. Nothing happens to these people. We have nothing but abject traitors and criminals. This president is giving away the Constitution, our three-branch form of federalism, our republic form of government, to the TPP. Annie, and we're just snoozing right through this. We have the military and special ops preparing to enslave America. And what's supposed to be a seven-state drill not starting till July 15th, already underway in 50 states. We've lost our country. This is not about taking America back. America's dead, folks. The dirt's thrown on the grave. Now this is about survival and how we can come out of this on the other side and lessons learned. And yes, it's important to teach our kids about the Constitution, even if it's dead. I know there's no Fourth Amendment. I know there's no Fifth Amendment with the NDAA. I understand all that. But when the smoke clears, and if the good guys win this round, then we have something that we can reflect on to say, we know this works, and we know that tyranny doesn't. But it's so sad to see what's happened here. When you just, the story with Obama, and I'm thinking about how we've permitted him to stay in office for 6 years of treason, is beyond me. Okay, and you've got also something on spying that's going on, Big Brother.
Yeah, I do, but I wanted to say, too, that I hope everybody out there listening realizes if it was not for the independent media, we would know nothing of what's going on. We would know nothing about Jade Helm. We would know nothing about losing our freedoms until we got pulled over at the side of the road. Okay, you got me started now, Dave. But anyway, I've got a few stories here that I've titled The Book of List, L-I-S-T-S. Yeah, because spying is ramping up on us again, and it's another Big Brother spy routine we've got. Motel 6. Any of you regularly stay at Motel 6, you truckers out there, and soon to be other motels, they tell the police who's on their guest list every day, every night. The police are looking for people, you know, with outstanding warrants that's not such a bad thing. I mean, motels also have a do not rent list, and they're raising their registration limit from 18 to 21. You know, they're trying to catch human traffickers. I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just another pre-crime, like the no-fly list, that you can never get off of. You're awful silent there, Dave. Well, I got another list.
No, but Annie, you're right. You're right. Before you go to that next story, it's East German Stasi. Marcus Wolf, who run the East German Stasi, was paid $5 million to set up DHS. And he set it up in his own image. And this is more proof. Everyone's a spy. See something, say something. Achtung. You're in the East German Stasi. That's what this says to me. What's next, Annie?
Well, I've got another list to add to your list, of course. I mean, the Islamic terrorists. Did everybody hear that? The Islamic terrorists. Yes, I'm saying it. Mainstream media won't. But anyway, they're having trouble telling a Muslim from a Christian, so they can know which ones they want to behead. So Montana, and I'm confused about this law. Montana just settled that question by passing a law that identifies Christians. It's called the Montana's Disclose Act, SB 289, and it's nicknamed the Dark Money. I see where they're going there. But it's also called the Conservative Christian Identification Act. And if your church that you go to takes a stand on political issues, and we've talked about that on the show before, and Dave's written articles, every church goer who gives contributions is going to be listed on a political database that has our religion on it.
What the hell is wrong with you people in Montana?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Seriously, why would you let this go through without sending me a plethora of emails? I haven't seen this on Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman. I haven't. If it is, it's escaped my notice. The Conservative Christian Identification Act. You know, let's get down to brass tacks here. I need to get this gentleman on. I write about him more than I do probably anybody else. Pastor Walter Mansfield, who was trained under the clergy response team for FEMA camps. He was one of the first. And what he was told was that, first of all, you were coerced as a pastor, and by the way, there's an estimated about 30,000 of them now, but you're coerced to be in this, because when the poop hits the fan, if you're not on the team, you don't get to stay in the safe zone. You're on your own. And he said they practiced for biochemical hazards. But one of the things that was real interesting, so Christians, you know, press your ear up a little closer to whatever you're listening to. He said that they were told that families would be separated. Are you hearing this? This isn't Alex telling you this or me telling you this. This is a pastor who was trained by DHS. And he said, of course, they said, of course, in their training manuals, when you're in the FEMA camp, they're going to be upset. Yeah, no kidding. So you need to comfort them. But because Christianity has been used to abuse people, to take advantage of people, you should not quote the Bible. Telling pastors this. Don't talk about Jesus. Don't quote from the Bible. Just give them comfort. You think ISIS...
God is an emotional word.
Jesus is a four-letter word plus one. And you look at this, Annie, and we think that ISIS is only going to behead Christians in the Middle East. Wake up, people. ISIS is here. We've covered it earlier in the show. Our own federal officials tell us they're here. They hate Christians. We see this treason, the Montana Disclose Act, Conservative Christian Identification Act, SB 289. Are you kidding me? And you're letting this stand in your state? You really think Christian persecution's confined to the Middle East? You know, you try to tell Pastor Walter Mansfield that there's not going to be FEMA camps. He's been trained by DHS how to operate in them. Annie, I just shake my head at our abject ignorance and really just downright stupidity. You should be screaming at the top of your lungs about the Montana Disclose Act, Christian Identification Act. First of all, it's illegal to profile. We had a deal here in Arizona, Annie, called SB 1070, where, you know, county sheriffs here in Maricopa County were pulling people over because they looked like illegal aliens, when really many of them were American citizens who happened to be Hispanic. And that was wrong. And all reasonable people looked at that and said, you know, look, we want to curb illegal immigration, but if that means picking on American citizens, we're not going to allow that. We're not going to racially profile. And we became the joke of the nation. And most of the people in our community, I can tell you, were opposed to this legislation. They want the borders defended, but not at the cost of persecuting American citizens who just happen to be Latino. Well, what do you think this is? What do you think the Conservative Christian Identification Act is? This is persecution of Christians. How long till the lion cages open up? Next story, Annie.
Well, to me, Dave, the pendulum has just swung too far. You know, there's no balance here, Grasshopper.
Well,
but anyway,
This is Obama. This is Obama's federal crap. I guarantee you they've thrown money at someone here in Montana to do this. You know, and God help me for saying this, but Obama's the turd in the toilet that will not flush, along with the rest of his administration. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the fact that we do not push back on this. Okay, I'm going to take a breath, Annie.
Something kicked you off today, didn't it?
Well, you just hit a nerve with this story.
Okay. Well, this one is called a hot list. Paradise Valley, your territory, Dave. Residents finally got an answer from the town leaders that says, yes, there are license plate readers hidden in fake cactus all over town that cross-check license plates with a hot list database. I mean, the city claims the readers would just put in fake cactus, you know, to look more pleasing to the eye, as they say, not to be secretive. Oh, no. But they didn't try to make them more pleasing to the eye when they put them in the traffic lights. I mean, this database is connected to 25 other states to catch illegal aliens is what it's purported to be. Okay. I mean, but look at it this way. If your license plate is scanned, you're under investigation, no matter if it is by a computer. You have been investigated. And with all this transhumanism coming down the line, think about that. But, you know, they say, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have no need to worry, right? Well, wrong, huh, Dave?
Yeah, wrong is right. This is insanity, and I had just mentioned before about the country basically being dead. This is just another mound of dirt being shoveled on the grave of America. The Fourth Amendment is dead, folks. They do not have the right to investigate you under the Fourth Amendment without probable cause. And driving your car on the street is not probable cause. And we'll look for illegal aliens in Paradise Valley. By the way, you know who lives in Paradise Valley? Rich people. Rich people. Professional athletes. Guys that play for the Diamondbacks baseball team. The Phoenix Suns basketball team. The Arizona Cardinals football team. Wealthy CEOs of corporations. And they're looking for illegal aliens in their neighborhoods? Well, maybe if they're manicuring the lawns and delivering pizzas. But how do you identify an illegal alien by a license plate? It's a lie on its face. It's just another example here of creating an enemies list. It's part of the NSA program. Another discussion for another time. Annie?
Well, I do have some good news about technology. I mean, a couple of years ago, NASA and DHS, and this was the first time I've ever seen all of that alphabet soup in the same sentence, much less side by side. I mean, NASA and DHS unveiled a portable radar unit to monitor spacecraft, and the device is a system that bounces microwaves around so that you can see what's impossible to see any other way. I mean, it's kind of like, what was his name, Geordi on Star Trek? Geordi, yeah. But anyway, it was used in a village in Nepal, and they found the heartbeats of four men in two different locations, and they'd been trapped under all of those collapsed houses and buildings. I mean, they were buried 10 feet deep, but they found four more people after, you know, just days and days. I forgot how many days it was. So there are good points to all of this. We
really?
Have to have some hope.
I almost fell out of my chair listening to this. There's no good points to this. They're going to sell you on the one thing that is the exception to the rule. Annie, you think they're really developing this to find trapped people or to find people they want to extract during Jade Helm?
Okay, it's a good byproduct. We have to have some hope somewhere. Don't we? To stay sane.
It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Can you find 10 good men?
Oh, I hear you.
We're supposed to trust the technology that comes from these people who have done nothing but take away our rights, wreck our economy, weaken our military, sell our secrets and nuclear material to foreign powers who want to do us harm, and we're supposed to trust this?
Oh, I don't trust it. I just say there's a good byproduct to it. You know,
I think this would be wonderful stuff to use to help in search and rescue and so forth and so on, locate dead bodies, you know, in lakes and streams or whatever. Yeah, I think it's good technology. But technology is neutral. It's how you use the technology.
Exactly.
And in the hands of DHS, what good could come of the use of this technology? What do you think they're really going to do with it? You remember, in Jade Helm, they're going to rappel from helicopters between the hours of 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Where did we do that before? And there might be people hiding in their cellars that they have boarded up, secret access rooms, people like me who might think that we have reason to be a target. and yet they can point this technology at us and go, yeah, you can't find him, but he's there. Here's how you find him. This is dissident extraction technology. This is how it's going to be used. And believe me, the naive part of me, the part of me that one time when I was 20 years old, and I was really kind of a liberal because I wanted to save the world, and I really do like people. And then when I got to be 40, I realized there ain't enough money in the world to do all these liberal things, and liberalism is a disease. It's a mental disorder. And I look at this. This is the ultimate in liberalism. Total control and the extermination of people who oppose your tyrannical ways. So, Eddie, sorry, but I'm not that gullible anymore. But my favorite story tonight that you brought forth, the one that is going to set me off, and I got to decide what I'm going to do with being set off. I got to take a deep breath and put the Montana Disclosure Act in my back pocket. Hello, people in Montana, I love you. You guys are at the forefront of freedom and liberty, and you probably have more patriots in your state per 1,000 people than anywhere else in the country. You need to stand up on this. Every one of you. You say, what can I do? Okay, write a comment on a message board to a website where they address this. Then you've done something. Call a talk show. Write a letter. Write a letter to a congressman and let him know, hey, I know what you're up to. We're watching and our number's growing. They don't like to hear that stuff. They get scared. That's what you need to do. You need to stand up and be accountable. Anyway, let's talk about our show for next week, Andy. Well, you know, I should have your news go first because, well, I don't know, because then I might be a sourpuss for the rest of the show, but this is interfering in my circadian sleep pattern here. Tell me, Annie.
Oh, sorry about that, Dave.
You're interfering in my sleep patterns here with stories like the Montana Disclosure Act, the Conservative Christian Identification Act. I mean, these people who come
That's
up with
the
this
street
stuff
name.
Get their righteous fate when they're standing before the throne of God. Anyway, next week, we're working on our second hour. And I'm working on a real hot topic, and I'm going to keep that under wraps because it's kind of like Scott Bennett, and we don't want to get taken down again. But I haven't firmed that up. And in the first hour, we're going to have Ted Brewer. And Ted and I had an interesting exchange that I'll share with you next week. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, was it interesting, and it had the NSA's fingerprint all over this. But we're going to talk about New World Order stuff and a conference coming up in July in D.C. that you're going to want to think about attending. Anyway, Annie, we're going to step aside, call tonight. Thanks for the news. Thanks to Katie. Thanks to our guests. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.